Hey, if I haven't told you already, Sergeant War Dog TV has an app. It's now out on both the Apple App Store as well as the Google Play Store. Download it today. Find directions to Camp Doghouse. Hear all of our podcasts. The entire Sergeant's playlist. View pictures and get directions straight to Camp Doghouse, all from the app. Download today, Sergeant War Dog, baby, on the War Dog Trail. Salute. Be sure to follow Sergeant War Dog TV on social media. You can find Sergeant War Dog TV on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Vimeo, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Catch us online. Subscribe, like, and follow us. Salute.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DB Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DB Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Let's go to war, baby!
All I know is war, all I know is shoot. All I want is more. I'm a soldier, I'm a warrior. Got a emblem on my cover. And ask me what I did for ya. I put the trash deep down under. Yeah, I'm a dog of war. Hell's what I've been through. I'm a dog of war. I did it all for you, yeah.
This is Sergeant War Dog. Welcome to episode 31. In this episode, we will discuss the topic of PTSD and social avoidance. Now, this is a very important subject for me that is near and dear to my heart because I live it. I live it on a daily basis. I've lived with it for the past 16 years. Now, as we all know what PTSD is and have heard about it amongst veterans, amongst war veterans especially, one of the key symptoms of PTSD is not wanting to be bothered, is avoidance. In some cases, it can be as bad as living a hermit lifestyle, which I've lived borderline for many years. Or it can include things such as avoiding crowds, avoiding loud noises, avoiding people who aren't war veterans or veterans in general, avoiding civilians in general that probably piss you off, or avoiding contact with the outside world because you are dealing with your own mental health conditions related to your military service. Now, anyone for any reason that does not understand that, you can explicitly tell them from Sergeant War Dog that they can fuck off. All right? Because they don't understand who you are, what you've been through, how you are, what you like or dislike after your military service or while you're in service. That's their problem, and they can move on with it. They can live with it. They can accept it or not accept it. They can accept you or not accept you. But I don't want you to feel any shame in it, which is why I'm bringing this topic up. Which is why I'm letting you know that it's something that I have lived with, I have dealt with personally on a continual and daily basis for all of my life for the past 16 years. I told you there was a stint for about 10 years where I rarely ever left my house. I rarely ever bothered anyone. I rarely even went to my mailbox because I didn't feel right about going out in the open without having my gun, my vest, and my helmet on. And these are all common symptoms of PTSD for war veterans. It's been documented. It's been acknowledged on numerous occasions. Now, for those veterans that do deal with this, I want you to know there is nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with you. This is simply a part of the game and a part of the business of being a veteran, or especially of being a combat veteran. All right. Now, we do these things such as avoidance for a number of reasons. All right. Could be anxiety related, where, you know, for whatever reason, I don't want to use the word fear, but we don't want to confront certain things in the civilian world. And that is fine. That's our prerogative. That's your choice. That's your business. If that's the one to be where you want to be, that's fine. And the hell with anyone who disagrees. I'm telling you, as Sergeant War Dog, that that is fine. All right. That you should never feel ashamed of the fact that you do have socially avoidant symptoms or socially avoidant behaviors since your military service, or just simply because of the nature of who you are and how you are. All right. There's nothing wrong with it. As long as you find some sort of happiness with it, solace with it, and ability to function in a way that's comfortable for you, then that's fine and that's all you can ask for. And for those who disagree with that or who don't accept you for it, they can kiss your ass with the reddest lipstick on the planet, as far as I'm concerned. And they can fuck off in either direction that the wind blows. All right. Now, personally, I was surprised to know the fact that civilians don't understand us as much as they don't. All right. I thought by telling my closest family members and friends, especially those who knew that I was going out of the country for 3 tours to Iraq, who knew that I was infantry and on the front lines, I thought that they understood that what I was going through wasn't bullshit, that I was real deal, kicking in doors, sleeping in people's houses, and shooting at motherfuckers. All right. I thought they understood that. But the truth of the matter is, it's like talking to virgins. All right. And unless they fuck or pop that cherry, they will never understand it. And their mind, they're on a level of just kissing. And for you, you're on full rock star porn star mode. All right. This is why I feel a veteran, a war veteran, can only truly be understood by another veteran or war veteran. All right. Because there are many untold things that just don't even need to be said that are already understood amongst these veterans. Now, when it comes to social avoidance, there are millions of veterans who choose to live with these traits or to exhibit some of these signs. All right. Do not feel bad if for whatever reason you always find that you cannot get along with civilians, that you do not understand them, that you do not understand their ways, the things they bitch about, the things that mean so much to them, because they haven't experienced the truth and the real life experiences that you have. And there's nothing wrong with you wanting to avoid them and avoid the bullshit that they bring towards your peace of mind and your state of mind. And as again, this is a part of the reason why I pulled myself aside and out of the rotation of society on my own, because I found that I just simply didn't understand most civilians after the war. And even amongst veterans, man, there's only certain things from war veterans alone that I can truly understand and relate to and understand why they live the way they live and do things the way they do, which is okay with me now after 16 years, but wasn't during the first few years of me, you know, moving away from military service, because I was lost. I had no one to tell me, hey, these are some of the things that are going to happen. These are symptoms that are okay to have. And that's basically what I'm doing here in this episode, in episode 31. I want you to know that, for one, it is okay to have PTSD. And for two, it is definitely okay for you to be socially avoidant and to want to keep to yourself, to want to mind your own business, to want to bypass or avoid as much civilian bullshit as possible, because you're only truly going to find understanding and solace and hanging around and dealing with other veterans who've been through the same things as you, especially those you serve with, or amongst other combat veterans. And now, many won't understand why it is I say that, you know, hey, from veteran to veteran, you should be able to understand each other. But the truth of the matter is, veterans that served during peacetime haven't had to experience a lot of the, gore, killing, sacrifices, or sometimes even leaving the country that others have experienced. All right. And even amongst those who do deploy to combat areas, to those countries that we are engaged in, a lot of respect needs to be given to the fact that there are many, many jobs that do not ever leave the military bases in these foreign countries. All right. There are many individuals who never, ever leave the base, or who never find themselves actually confronting the enemy face to face, or kicking in doors, or living in people's houses. All right. And for those who haven't experienced those things, even as veterans, but them being peacetime veterans, or them being combat veterans by the nature of the being in the country, but not by the fact that they do the frontline fighting type of stuff that most people think that they're doing while they're overseas, there's a huge divide and disconnect sometimes amongst war veterans or combat veterans and peacetime veterans. Because a peacetime veteran, like I said, usually hasn't had to kill anyone, usually hasn't had to break into someone's house. There are many peacetime veterans who get to travel the world and have good times while they go to the places that they go to. But there are others like myself who don't get any of the party deployments, but who strictly leave the country for the purpose of war, for the purpose of knowing that they're going to likely be killed and that they will likely be doing some killing in order to carry out their jobs. At this time, I'm going to take you into the Sergeant's playlist for the first song of this episode.
In your name, to be praised. Let us stay together, Lord. Be strong for each other like we always been. We ain't got nothing but each other, but we got you. And just let us be together. And stay together. And be strong for each other. I pray to pray for you, Lord, and for us. I feel need you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, Lord, tell my daddy I forgive him when my daddy chicken fall. La, la.
Tell my daddy I forgive him when my day come. Tell my baby girls all right when my day come. Hold my mama while she cries when my day come. Tell Paul let her ride when my day come. Tell my daddy I forgive him when my day come. Tell my baby girls all right when my day come. Hold my mama while she cries when my day come. Tell Paul let her ride when my day come. Walking down this lonely road, and it was Shirley Denver. Yeah, Sheila left me here. It's no doubt in my mind, my big sis was heaven sent. Hennessy and NyQuil, fuck it, Bitcoin, just pour it. At that moment, I felt like the ties me and God had, it was his fault that I tore it. Several ties, blood and cries. From the white man, the pastor, and the people in my life, I swear all I hear is lies. From hoop dreams to a pocket full of dime. Yes, I lost my mind when my big brother name turned into a DC number. Yes, DJ died, and a crack pipe took up a father and son's precious time. I give it to you how it was gave to me, so you don't have to read between no lines. We all paid our dues to a one-way ticket to hell's place. I recognize Golden Gates doesn't open up for candidates, especially if God ain't on the license plate. Yes, I want us all to unite and bow our heads, or you continue being disrespectful and fake. And I can sling that barrel till we get the record straight. Yes, the devil's playground I embrace. I took my pieces out the tube and threw it against the wall. I bet you none of them would break. That dark hole of tormented souls, yes, I swam in that place. Yes, I vouched for my nigga, yeah, yeah, I put that on my face. Yes, gator face, yes, I seen so many been crying when I know they flow in fake. They use pent words like a pastor with a spirit of a snake. Yes, I was walking under the floors with my eyes closed, smoking Newport shorts back to back in that dope hole. My Sunday school teacher got crack smoke all in her church clothes. My little partner laughing at her while those dirty lines are burning the hairs up his nose. Yeah, dang, I can't let my next time my daughter see me is in a jail cell or in a funeral home. My tears strolled out my face and shot up my cheekbones. It's funny, but not so funny when I went out my way to make sure you never felt like you was alone. I can't help but feel like the realest upon this planet. God put it on my heart to give you strength to read when that kite landed. On my back, the cross is branded. Them crackers put a nooses around my neck because I'm the last real black soldier standing. My last word was written in Hebrew on that canvas. God, I feel all alone. What are my people gonna do when you call me home?
Tell my daddy I forgive him when my day come. Tell my baby girls all right when my day come. Hold my mama while she cries when my day come. Tell Paul let her ride when my day come. Tell my daddy I forgive him when my day come. Tell my baby girls all right when my day come. Hold my mama while she cries when my day come. Tell Paul let her ride when my day come.
That was One Dog with his song, When My Day Comes. You can find One Dog on Instagram at 1DAWG83WP. Again, you can find One Dog on Instagram at 1DAWG83WP. Now, continuing with episode 31, on the topic of PTSD and social avoidance, I want to delve further into my own experiences with this type of social avoidance. Now, there was a time when my impulses were out of control. I didn't know what I would do from one second to another, whether that was to laugh or to break into a fight almost. To deal with that, I personally removed myself from most of society because I was so worried about what I would do or what I didn't know I would do to someone else. And I wanted to not be a burden to society, for one. And I definitely didn't want to do something and end up losing my freedom and having to go to jail, prison, or psychiatric facility. So I personally began to treat my home like a modified mental health facility in which I could do whatever it is that I needed to do to maintain my sanity while avoiding contact with the civilian populace as much as possible. That meant not going to stores. That meant not hanging out at many parties. that meant relying on my wife to confront and face the world for me, because I didn't have the strength to, or because I didn't trust myself and my impulse, my lack of impulse control over whether or not I would end up hurting someone accidentally, or, you know, losing my temper and end up using my training on someone unintentionally. Now, that has caused life to be somewhat dull and not lonely, but alone. Because remember, lonely is the want or the urge or the needing for others, the company of others. But it has led me to be somewhat alone, and that is okay. That is okay for myself and for any of you other war veterans or veterans in general that suffer from PTSD and social avoidance. Now, there are also many issues with other men, all right? Men who couldn't handle the fact that I am a war veteran, that I am a Marine, that I have been through combat. And I didn't want to deal with them and their quirkiness or their lies or their outward shows to try to let me know that they too were tough or some other shit like that. And to avoid that, I too myself began to live somewhat of a reclusive lifestyle, minding my own business, laying low, making sure my triggers and sensors aren't set off, or learning how to better cope with them. It hasn't always been easy. Hasn't always been an easy road. But it is already a known symptom of a condition that we have. So we shouldn't trip on that fact or get, you know, beat ourselves up as to what's wrong with us or why are we different, or, you know, any of those types of things. Because it's known that this, like I said, is a characteristic of PTSD. And you do suffer from PTSD as a result of your military service. So it's not by any means your fault. All right. Now, when I say social avoidance, this can also mean social anxiety. All right. There is and that's okay. There is probably some sort of correlation between social avoidance and social anxiety, but that is okay. Now, with social anxiety disorder, that's usually involving not wanting to be judged by others, and not wanting to be judged negatively by others in society. And that falls right into line with what PTSD and its social avoidance involves, because there are times when you don't want to be ridiculed because you're quiet, because you're serious, because you're different, because you are a veteran or a combat veteran, and that's okay. I'm trying to get this point across to you as well as I can, that it is just fine and dandy for you to be the way you are, as long as you're not bothering anyone, you're not a burden to anyone. The only, you know, issues that will come from are the fact that obviously you will end up missing out on a lot of social events, which is by choice, which you probably didn't want to involve or go to in the first place. And you might not be as chatty or happy-go-lucky as with any and everyone as some others are. And that, too, is just fine. Your life is to be lived the way it's comfortable for you and in what is better for you to cope with your PTSD and your symptoms as you fight for your life to avoid veteran suicide and to keep your freedom from jail, prison, or mental facilities. Now, this in a nutshell explains why I, for the past 10 years, have decided to lay low until I did come out with Sergeant War Dog TV and now this War Dog Trail podcast. Now, don't get me wrong, I do still resort to my socially avoiding ways because that's what's comfortable for me. That is my default personality. is to have issues with trusting everyone, issues not being so happy-go-lucky or finding certain stupid things to be as funny as they are for others. That's because I've lived a serious life since the age of 18. Once I joined the Marines and once I left the country to head to Iraq as an 18-year-old holding a light machine gun, the M249, I have lived a serious life full of war since a teenager, and that is okay. That is why I've been diagnosed with PTSD, because of my continuous and young exposure to combat and to a war zone environment, which, as we all know, millions in the, or, and the majority of the American populace has not done either and does not understand, and therefore does not and will not and cannot understand me, as well as they can't understand you and millions of other veterans. Now, again, I want you to know, and I want you to roll in it, immerse yourself in it, into the fact that that is fucking okay. You are all right the way you are. No one penalizes you as another war veteran. No one penalizes you for being the way you are, because we understand what you've been through, what you've seen, somewhat of how you are. And we all know some of us carry these same tendencies and symptoms. So we all understand that it is okay. And this again reverts back to my saying that the only one who can truly understand a veteran or a war veteran is another veteran or another war veteran. So you should never, ever seek to be completely understood by those who have not lived that lifestyle. Don't go out of your way to try to explain why the way you are the way you are, which is a mistake that I made. Don't go out of your way to try to explain where you've been or the seriousness of not being able to make mistakes or the myriad of other things that come with being a war veteran and being misunderstood by society. That is okay. That is a part of the nature of our business. All right. We're going to take another short break now, and I'm going to lead you into the Sergeant's playlist yet again. All right.
Cuffing season's got me feeling down, down, down. Got me thinking back to when you were around, round, round. I know I'm not alone, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Cuffing season's got me feeling down, down, down. Got me thinking back to when you were around, round, round. I know. Cause when it's cold outside and I don't wanna leave my house, then will you call my line and talk to me about all the things you've been thinking about? That's what I'm thinking about. Out of my zone, I've been alone for too long. December in Michigan, I just been wishing that I had you all to my own. Cause knowing that I probably won't get you back is like knowing there's nowhere to go. And I hope you know I've been trying to forget you, but that's just not how this shit goes. Girl, you make me feel dumb, cause I know you ain't the one. But deep down I know I only want you, cause I know I can't get what I want. But I need somebody that's down for me, and I feel like that's asking a lot. Cause scrolling through Instagram makes it seem like it's easy to find when it's not, yeah.
It's been way too long since I called somebody mine, yeah. I just need somebody I can waste all of my time with. It's been way too long since I called somebody mine, yeah. But lately I don't know why does she seem so hard to find, yeah. Cuffing season's got me feeling down, down, down. Got me thinking back to when you were around, round, round. I know feeling down, down, down. Got me thinking back to when you were around, round, round. I know I'm not alone. Cause when it's cold outside and I don't wanna leave my house, then will you call my line and talk to me about all the things you've been thinking about? That's what I'm thinking about, yeah. Shout out to the old me. Back when we was chilling, used to kick it with the homies. Summer came and went, and now the winter's hella lonely. Now I need somebody with some happiness to show me. Need someone to cuddle with, cause that shit sounding cozy. I'll take you out to dinner, baby, you can get to know me. I've been looking for someone to be my one and only. But if I shoot my shot, I hope she don't go play the goalie. Cuffing seasons got me feeling down, down, down. Got me thinking back to when you were around, round, round. I know, I know I'm not alone, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cuffing seasons got me feeling down, down, down. Got me thinking back to when you were around, round, round. I know, I know. When it's cold outside and I don't wanna leave my house, then will you call my line and talk to me about all the things you've been thinking about? That's what I'm thinking about, yeah. That's what I'm thinking about. That's what I'm thinking about, yeah. That's what I'm thinking about. What I'm thinking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's go to war!
All right, straight from the Sergeant's playlist, that was Caleb Daniels and his song Cuffing Season. You can find Caleb on Instagram at I Am Caleb Daniels. Again, you can find Caleb on Instagram at I A.M. C.A.L.E.B. D.A.N.I.E.L.S. And that was him with his song Cuffing Season. Continuing on with episode 31 here of the War Dog Trail, where we're discussing PTSD and social avoidance. I would really like to delve into the fact that many war veterans will already be conceived as different, as older than they are, as wiser than they are, simply by the nature of how they carry themselves and what they've been through. All right. And that's okay. The seriousness that comes from that lifestyle that we live is just fine to have and to live by as a characteristic of who you are or of having PTSD. I've told you about my own personal experiences with social avoidance. I also want to share just briefly that another large reason why I have social avoidance as one of my major symptoms is because I simply don't put up with a lot of bullshit anymore. All right. My tolerance for bullshit since leaving the military has just been virtually non-existent. All right. I like to have things done in a very, logical and professional way, the same way, the same standards that we had to uphold as military men and women. So I feel that is okay. I feel like I didn't understand why I was the way I was. Until I was able to, sit back and understand that, hey, the reason some of this shit doesn't resonate with me or hit me the same way as it does other civilians is because I'm nothing like them. It's because my life has been completely different than theirs. And with that said, the way I live my life, the way I carry myself, and my interests and non-interests all revolve around this fact. And that is okay for myself and for you as you continue your own journey down your own war dog trail and path of life. It sometimes bothers me that we have to, as war veterans, only feel comfortable and happy or understood around other war veterans. But that's just the nature of the business, right? That's just the way it is. That's the way things are. And I'm not trying to change that or go against the grain in fighting that. But it's the nature of the commonality between what you have done, what you have seen, and what civilians have not done or seen that leaves that great divide in between why you might be socially avoidant of them and things that you see as petty or as bitching and complaining or as being just outright stupid or dumb, man. And that's okay. All right. You've come from a high level of professionalism, tempo, and expertise that required you to be a certain way. And some people have never had to live up to those standards. Some people can't even handle those type of standards. And that's, you know, even more credit upon yourself that under the tough circumstances of the military or being in war service during wartime, you were able to handle that. You were able to excel and operate and still get your job done and complete your missions as they presented themselves because of your own strength, intestinal fortitude, and sacrifices. That's about all I'm going to get into for this episode, for episode 31. I appreciate you listening. I'm going to take you into the Sergeant's playlist for one last time.
Be like me, be like me. I ain't think it would be like me.
It would be like me.
I'm here now.
I'm here now.
Never think that it would be like this.
Be like this.
I know these pussy niggas ain't wanna see me like this.
See me like this.
I'm here now.
I'm here now.
Fuck who hatin'.
Fuck who hatin'.
I'm here now.
I'm here now.
Motivated.
Motivated.
I ain't never think that it would be like this.
Be like this.
I know these pussy niggas ain't wanna see me like this.
See me like this.
I'm here now.
I'm here now.
Fuck who hatin'. I'm here now,
I'm here now,
motivated.
I done left that dope alone.
I ain't think it would be like this.
Ain't no more list calling my phone.
I ain't think it would be like this.
Free my niggas behind them walls.
I ain't think it would be like this.
So for them, I'm telling y'all.
I ain't think it would be like this.
These rappers be lying.
They lie.
But I keep it real. I be spitting that shit that I know my people from the struggle gon' feel. I came from the dirt, nothing was gay to me. I'ma put on for Lake County, you niggas just sit back and wait and see.
My Uncle Jimmy and my Uncle Arthur, man, I miss them niggas. I know they looking down on me, telling me they go hard, so I won't forget them niggas. So I can give a damn about any one of y'all pussy ass niggas hating on me. Too many people counting on me right now, I swear to God, though, the whole city waiting on me.
I've been grinding for so long. I'm just praying to God that none of my plans don't go wrong. I gotta make it with this, that's why I can't go back. I gotta feed my kids, all my whole family on my back.
I ain't never think that it would
be like this.
I know these pussy niggas ain't wanna see me like this.
See me like this.
I'm here now.
I'm here now.
Fuck who hatin'.
Fuck who hatin'.
I'm here now.
I'm here now.
Motivated.
Motivated.
I ain't never think that it would
be like this.
Be like this. I know these pussy niggas ain't wanna see me like this.
See me like this.
I'm here now.
I'm here now.
meditating. I'm here now.
I'm here now.
Never think that it would be like this. I know these pussy niggas ain't wanna see me like this.
See me like this.
I'm here now.
I'm here now.
Fuck who hating.
Fuck who hating.
I'm here now.
I'm here now.
Motivated.
Motivated.
I ain't never think that it would be like this.
Be like this.
I know these pussy niggas ain't wanna see me like this.
See me like this.
I'm here now.
I'm here now.
Fuck who hating. I'm here now.
I'm here now.
Motivated.
Let's go to war!
That was Real Cash with his song Motivation. Now, concluding episode 31, I want to remind you that you can hear this episode as well as all episodes of our podcast by downloading our app, which is available on the Apple App Store as well as the Google Play Store. And it will that app will give you directions to Camp Doghouse, where we conduct our off-grid missions and hunting and off-grid therapy, or any of our social media pages. Be that YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, Snapchat, or LinkedIn. All right, signing off. This is Sergeant War Dog. Keep your head up. Think of all your other options besides suicide as we continue our battle with combating veteran suicide together. All right, I'm holding on. You hold on. We'll hold on together. That's what's up, baby. Salute.
Steve Jeans, that's what it is.
All I know is war. All I know is you. All I want is more. But I got some things to do. I'm a dog of war. Hell's what I've been through. I'm a dog of war. I did it all for you.
DDDB Radio.